The Czech caretaker government has approved far-reaching plans for how the country could develop over the next decades. The controversial development plan earmarks where strategic infrastructure could be placed, while the government insists no final decisions have been taken on what goes where. Critics beg to differ. Chris Johnston reports.
After months of battling, the land development plan was adopted by the government on Monday. It is essentially a blueprint setting out where airports, international canals, nuclear power plants, gas pipelines, motorways and high-speed rail links could be sited or developed. Some media have greeted the approval as a victory for the country's concrete and energy lobbies. Although the government insists that the blueprint is not a final decision about construction, environmental groups say that it is a first and fundamental step towards such decisions. Pavel Ducha is a lawyer with the Environmental Legal Service, which helps environmental groups and local councils defend their legal rights.
What the government says is a bit of a misinterpretation. The plan is a significant document which must be respected by regions and local councils. If there is something in the plan, then the land cannot be used for something else. For example, a recreational area or something similar.
The organisation has also attacked the Ministry for Regional Development, which drew up the plan, for not doing more to foster a public debate before it was pushed through the Cabinet, as well as providing a national reference point hoping to make sure Czech regions are working from the same map. The plan, with its many cross-border projects, also ensures the same at an international level. Helping reserve land for strategic development should help prevent the embarrassing scenario from the recent past where the National Land Fund sold off parcels of land near Prague Airport, which was eventually bought up by a canny speculator. The state-run airport later had to pay through the nose to get the land back to go ahead with its plans for a new runway. In its defence, the Land Fund said there were no plans out there spelling out the airport's intentions. The new runway features along with a lot else in the new development plan. It would allow the number of takeoffs and landings at Central Europe's busiest airport to almost double from the current 46 an hour to 75. The plan also counts on the expansion of the Czech Republic's two existing nuclear power plants at Temelin and Dukovany and earmarks a site for a totally new plant in northern Moravia. It also safeguards what some describe as an ambitious, others as a megalomaniac plan to link the Elbe River with the Danube via the Oder. The 150 billion crown link in the Czech Republic, as well as the rest of the project, is opposed by environmentalists. And it also gives a nod towards the mining of hard or black coal in the Beskydy region of eastern Moravia, as well as a series of north-south and east-west rail corridors and road links crisscrossing the country.
Chris Johnston with that report on the Czech government's economic plans for the future.